Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome to Spiritual AF, a manifestation podcast for success-driven humans. My name is Johnny Maria Gresta, and I am completely obsessed with helping you live a wildly fulfilling life where you are thriving in every way possible. I have helped thousands of humans get happier, healthier, and wealthier over the past 14 years, and now it's time for your own transformation. Let's get into today's episode. Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome back to the podcast. I am coming at you the day after my birthday. Yesterday was my birthday, November 8th. Such a good day. And I'm officially 31 years old. And it just feels freaking good. Granted, I thought that I would be in a completely different place in my life, but isn't that like everybody? I believe I'm exactly where I meant to be, and as much as my ego wants to fight that, I've learned to silence it enough, and so I'm very grateful to be here on this earth another year. Now, there's a few podcasts coming through me right now, so I guess first we'll just start out with the birthday podcast, and then the next one that I'm going to record is going to be about a specific question that I've gotten from y'all on my Instagram. Okay, so let's just do the birthday podcast. Thank you guys for all of the birthday wishes and, yeah, all the text messages, all of the DMs. It means the world to me. I felt very, very, very loved yesterday, which is very interesting because actually last year I kind of felt very lonely. And so this year, one of my intentions was to really manifest a lot of love in my life and a lot of fulfillment and a lot of like beautiful relationships. I got really clear on what I wanted the relationship with my following to be, what I wanted my relationship with friends to be, family, my marriage, and it manifested, and I'm very grateful for that. So on my birthday, I decided to do like a little birthday ritual. Granted, I think a ritual is something you do like an every year type thing or more often than once thing. So we'll see if I remember to do it next year or if I even feel called to. I don't know why my throat feels all groggy. Anyway, but yesterday... my birthday ritual started the night before my birthday where I just really wanted to reflect. I felt deeply called to reflect before I actually turned 31. My birthday is November 8th, 5:21 a.m. My mom is always obsessed with the time that I came out of her hoo-ha for some reason. I couldn't tell you why, but she texts me every single year at that time. And even though it was 4:21 her time, because she's in New York and I'm in Austin, it was 4:21 my time because I'm behind her. It's all very sweet. But yeah, so 5:21 a.m. on November 8th, and I felt deeply called to reflect the night before. And so I just like kind of shut my husband out of the room, which normally like in the evenings we spend time together in bed and relaxing, whatever. And I just like got out my journal and just started reflecting. And I think the biggest reflection for my 30th year of life is that it was beautiful in so many ways and also one of the most challenging. Like probably one of the biggest crying years of my life. Like some things were just insanely difficult in my physical world. Like we were challenged so, so, so much. My ego was challenged so, so, so much. And life was hard in many ways. And I know like we're not supposed to say that, but it is the truth. It was fucking hard. Like we're allowed to be spiritual and have a human experience, right? So you don't need to negate the reality of a situation, right? Just because you are supposed to feel good about it and supposed to know that everything's working out. Like I equally knew everything was working out and equally was crying on the floor for a lot of the first half of my 30th year of life. But it all really came full circle. And I knew it was working out, and it was working out, and things changed really fucking quickly, and I learned some beautiful lessons. And I guess some of those lessons were really about releasing. Like my 30th year of life was really about releasing the shoulds, releasing all the places I thought I should be by now, the things I thought I should be doing, and really help myself realign with the path that the universe has for me, like the better path that I initially wasn't seeing, but a deep path that I really fucking wanted. And that's really the key in choosing your path. And I think we talked about this on the last podcast as well, which y'all fucking loved. Y'all have listened to a bunch, which I'm so grateful for, and I'm happy that it served you. But it was really about me realigning in an easier way and finally releasing the hard and releasing the stress, releasing the struggle, choosing to do that and allowing myself to be guided on a different path. And I'm so grateful for that. Okay, so my birthday ritual after the reflections was, it started in the morning. I did a bath. I have some, Palo Santo in my house, so I used that. And I like Googled birthday meditation, and I've never done a birthday meditation before, and it's kind of not much different. This one actually wasn't the best, but it was the first one that came up, and sometimes you don't know until you do it. It wasn't one of my favorites, but it was good for the moment. And obviously it was about reflecting, setting intentions, blah 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 blah, gratitude. But I don't know, doing it in the bath just felt a different sense of like releasing. Like, I don't know, I just felt like the water itself helped me release a lot of stuff that I was holding on to, and maybe a lot of negativity that I was holding on to and carrying over, which we don't got to do that, guys. We don't got to carry anything over. We don't got to grip on to anything. And I don't know, there was something about the element of water that allowed me to feel like, I don't know, just more nurtured and more spacious to release things. And that was really beautiful. And then did I have anything to drink? No, I think I just had water. And then I went into my office, which my office, if y'all know, I absolutely love. It's like a plant haven. It has like a lot of gold/rose gold and like pink colors in it. It has my piano in it. It has white in it. It's just, and it has the most beautiful view. It's filled with a ton of windows, and we have the most beautiful view from our apartment here. It's amazing. It's all like trees. And then we have Austin's like downtown skyline, which is quite small, by the way, compared to the New York skyline, of course. But yeah, it's just so, so, so beautiful. So it always feels really special being in that office. So you guys know that I'm a very like tactile person. I love to have like different textures and different colors and just different scents, different things that really allow me to just feel good. You know, I'm really impacted by the physical world, and I'm sure you are as well. And if you're like, I don't really know, or I'm not sure about that, or I've never really thought of that, you probably are. Just start playing around with it and you'll notice a difference in your energy. So I decided to do the intention setting and my manifestation list and the rest of my rituals in my office, which was very intentional of what's going to make me feel my best. And then, I don't know, I just felt this like special energy kind of come over me. And so I set some new intentions for the year of things I want to cultivate in kind of all the areas of my life that I want improvement in. The night before, I really spent a lot of time being grateful and just in that energy of gratitude and reflecting. And then the day of, I just really wanted to start like a clean new slate. Like, okay, what is it that I want to create this year? What is it that I feel called that I'm ready to receive and create and live this year? And so I did it in terms of, I think, business, finances, which were probably together, for me at least. This is like my goal for my birthday reflections was like solely for me. It didn't include anything else with, I'm creating this with my husband, or I'm doing this with my husband, or I'm doing this with my clients, or I'm doing this with other people. Like, it was all, what do I want? It was very selfish. And I like that because we don't often think that way often. And especially being so intertwined in so many ways with my husband, sometimes I get lost in like the we, but lack the I in our relationship. And it's just something I catch myself doing occasionally. I mean, there were points in our relationship where I would be like, we did this and we did that and we didn't do anything. It was me. And I was like, oh, that's bad. So I've retrained myself a lot to be a little bit more selfish while acknowledging that as I'm selfish, it does better for my husband inherently and my future family and my current family and et cetera, et cetera. So it's very much like an I thing for me, for finances, what I want for me, for my business, what do I want, instead of like our businesses or our finances. It's just solely me. What I want my day-to-day to kind of look like, what habits I want to continue in terms of my health, what's been making me feel really good at this time. And the truth is, like, you can set all the intentions in the world, and then by the end of the year, your life looks completely different. But that's why, like your habits or the route you chose or the route you were put on looks completely different. But that's why it's so important to have the end result of, like, the big things that you do want, that you want to manifest. Like, it's like the things you want to manifest and then the vehicle to get you there. And so I don't like I like to be specific on the vehicle to get me there as what I feel called to now, like the certain health habits that I've adopted that feel really good or things that I might want to shift, certain relationship habits, certain life habits, certain business habits, or whatever route I'm on those journeys. But I also have the end goal, and having that end goal in mind and being able to feel into that end goal is really important for me, because I don't know how the fuck I'm going to get there, but it's just going to happen and it's going to be really beautiful. One thing that I really got clear on was how little I actually do want to share my next manifestations with my husband, with people around me, with friends, with y'all. A lot of times I'm super open with them, and I don't know, I'm feeling a little more like secretive, a little more like keeping it to myself. And yeah, I'm excited for that. So I'm going to be a little bit more vague with you guys. I mean, who knows what will actually happen, but that's something I feel called to right now. Sometimes I'm just like, okay, I'm telling you everything. But for now, I'm going to keep it to myself. And that feels really special. Every single goal I set and on my to manifest list for my 31st year of life, it's very special. It feels very special. It feels very ready. It feels like the inherent next step. And yeah, nothing feels forced. Nothing feels like too far of a stretch. Nothing feels like, it feels like all the energy of everything that I've been creating in my life so far is now just leading me in this path. And now I'm just actually declaring that I'm ready for it. And I feel like that's really, really beautiful. So once I did that process and I got clear on the what and the potential actions that I feel called to at this point to continue or change or implement or whatever, I then went through a list of what are the things I need to release in order to make space for this. You guys know releasing is a huge process I teach in terms of manifestation on this podcast and my courses, etc. If you've ever worked with me or will work with me, that will be something big that we do. And we have to look at the things that we're holding on to and the ways of being, the ways of thinking that are not serving us. So I just wrote a huge whatever list of however many things came through me that I felt like didn't align with this version of what I was creating. All the mindset stuff I was holding on to, past experiences that I was projecting onto current experiences, like just writing it down. And I believe at the end of it, if not, it was definitely a thought and like a prayer of like, universe, help me release this. Thank you. It's already done type energy. And anytime any of those things may come up throughout the next year, I will simply just redirect it. That's all we ever get to do is, oh shit, that fear is coming up. Okay, this is not the same thing. Oh, remember that time this happened? What if that happens again? Okay, this is not the same thing. And sometimes I have to do some more work in my mind to solidify like why it's not the same thing, or why I've changed so much that I'm not going to manifest the same thing or whatever, or the things that I've implemented actually look quite different. So of course I'm not going to manifest the same thing, but sometimes it's also just a shift. So then I wrote down the things I want to shift into or the things that I need to embrace or I'm ready to embrace in order to make this happen. So essentially my birthday ritual kind of started from the night before with reflections, gratitude, lessons, challenges, lots of crying, which I believe is just a releasing process and also an embracing process. Sometimes crying is very much like me just embracing where I am and like loving it and being there for it and accepting it. And that can be a very emotional process for me. And then the day of my birthday, it started with a meditation and then my intentions to manifest and then releasing, and then embracing. What am I embracing? And so that was a lot of like mindset stuff. That was a lot of, I don't know, just, I couldn't tell you what's on the list now, but I guarantee you when I look back next year, I'm like, oh yeah, that's exactly kind of what happened. But just a lot of ways of being that I'm ready to accept about myself. A lot of affirmations. I came up with a new affirmation that I'm really going to live by this year, and I'm really excited for that. I like having those. And then I created a vision board, which I'm not super big on vision boards. Sometimes it's just like the fun process of creating, like, you know, going through pictures and saying like, I like that, I don't like that, I like this, I don't like that. And I find that that's really fun. I don't know, personally, I've never used them as like a super powerful tool. It's more just like a fun depiction of what I'm ready to have. Mine for me is more in like my mind and vision work. And that's kind of what I use this vision board for. And so on my vision board, I obviously put like, I think it said like 30, it was 31, but it had like a, I don't know, like a saying in between it. Like, it wasn't 30 fucking one. It wasn't like harsh like that. I forgot what it was already. I'll probably look at it later. But it just kind of really depicted like the energy of what I feel 31 is going to feel like. And then from there, I chose everything for the physical body that I'm manifesting, the progression of my family that I'm craving, different places I'm craving to travel, different things in my business, different goals in my business, some pieces that I'm looking to add to my luxury collection of, I think it was shoes and like jewelry and stuff like that. So like the actual physical, tangible things that I want to manifest growth in my business, growth in my following, et cetera, et cetera. And so, yeah, I hope that perhaps you feel called to incorporate some of these things, whether it's your birthday or whether it's not your birthday. I think that this can be a really powerful process when you're feeling like kind of to start something new. You can even do it for the new year. A lot of times I do a similar process for the new year, but I think this year I'm going to stick to just my birthday. I don't like to like change things in the middle of the year or unless I really feel like I need to shift something by the time New Year's comes, or one of my goals or something that I'm manifesting by the time New Year's comes. But doing it on my birthday actually feels a lot more sacred to me rather than just like some made up New Year time that our calendar runs by. You know, the day that we were born is quite, quite special. And so, yeah, feel free to take this, morph it into whatever you want. Maybe you do none of that and you just like listening to me and my own journey. But yeah, with that being said, thank you guys for being here. Let me know if you listen to this by tagging me on social media. If you have not left a review, please do so now. That would mean the absolute world to me. I love hearing from you guys and I always forget to ask you. And I will see you guys in the next podcast.